Linda Martin talks to herself as she unloads a 50-pound backpack filled with climbing gear, harness, bundles of heavy rope, and carabiners, which clip things together. Beaners, for short, they're called. Her husband, Chad Martin, does the same.
Chad won the privilege of leading the first route.
That means Chad gets to climb up a crazy sheer cliff to the top. There he'll top rope or slide a belay or safety rope tied around his waist through a steel anchor bolted in at the top. Linda holds onto the end of the rope at the base of the bluff. The anchors on the rock face serve as pulley points.
Okay, right now I'm putting on my climbing harness. And what this does is we attach this to a belay device and the rope. And then the other person on the end is attached the same way.
Linda attaches a gree-gree to her belt through which the rope slides. Its clutch opens and closes onto the rope, providing drag when necessary to break a fall. Chad unpacks his knapsack of quick draws.
Rope runs through those on the way up.
Because in order to get safely to the top anchor, he must successively rope into lower bolted anchors beneath it, using the quick draws, which basically quick release. This is how sport climbing works. Climbers traverse routes that are fixed onto the rock face.
Let you focus on just climbing, and most of the protection's already done, as opposed to trad gear, which is this pile here.
Climbers that use trad gear or traditional gear use temporary nuts, hexes, and cams, which they carry with them as they climb. These are wedged into crevices, their anchors as well, and they're removed after the climbing expedition's done. Climbing jargon's complex, sounds kind of jangly, like the gear. In the olden days, climbers simply hammered in metal bolts wherever. That's considered too destructive now. Linda and Chad put on helmets last. Then finally, shoes, because most climbing shoes, they look kind of like sporty ballet slippers and are really tight.
Fit fairly tight, and snug on the foot, and very sticky rubber, special rubber on the bottom. Has good friction on the rock.
Many trad and sport climbers prefer painfully tight shoes to give them an edge and make them look really hot.
It's been a while. I've been off this winter from climbing very much. Always seems first climb jitters.
The couple tug at each other's gear, then kiss for good luck.
Looks good. On belay.
Belay's on.
Climbing.
Climb on.
Chad free climbs 15 feet to the first bolted anchor, to which he clips and slides through his rope.
And by the second clip, he's a lot safer. So this is the more critical part. You're good.
Linda praises Chad's ascent. He does look like a ballet dancer, thoughtfully and slowly reaching toward the next hand and toe hold, hips close to the wall, using his legs to leverage himself up to the next anchor.
Good job.
Wind's dying down.
Good climbers rely on their core, their center of gravity, to stay balanced on the wall. Once Chad reaches the third bolt, the rock face eases with lots more handholds and footholds. We're several thousand feet high up on a hardwood forest ridge above Horseshoe Canyon, along the southwest rim of rock, which encrusts an entire elevation around the canyon. It's a top sport climbing destination with over 300 bolted routes. The Martins, who come here several times a month, are in fantastic shape. To stay fit, he practices Tai Chi. She does yoga and weight training. They are climbing addicts.
And it really isn't about strength when you climb. It's more about technique. Ready?
Got me.
And then I'll take the rope out and take our quick draws back. I got gotcha.
Ding-a-ling, lower.
Lowering, Chad.
Climbs are rated numerically. The higher the number, the least amount of foot and hand holds, like this one.
Blaze off. Thanks. You're welcome. Good climb.
Always fun.
Linda's turn now.
On belay.
Shoes on?
Shoes are on.
Belay's on.
All righty. Now my nose is working. All right. Climbing.
Climb on.
As Linda ascends the sheer rock face, she removes Chad's quick draws and occasionally dips her fingers into a chalk bag dangling off her belt, which provides traction.
easier said than done. And there's that wonderful, luscious hold.
Nothing better than locating a nice chunk or crag to bolster the ascent. Chad's been climbing for 25 years, and Linda took up this sport when they met. These two have alpine climbed in Colorado at 11,000 feet above the tree line, in New Mexico, and also in Oklahoma at Wichita National Wildlife Refuge, which features a voluptuous rough granite.
Chad?
Yep.
I'm in direct.
Okay.
Give me a minute here. A little slack, please.
Linda makes her way to the top, then dangles for a bit and relaxes as Chad securely belays her down the rock face.
All right, Chad, got me?
Got you, Linda.
Lower, lower.
Coming down.
That was fun. And off the lay.
Lays off.
Thank you. That was fun. Didn't forget anything. That's a good thing.
This climb's rated 5'8", only for the seasoned. Chad pulls the rope free of the top anchor, and it drops heavily to the ground. They tackle another route, this one even harder because it begins with an overhang. Chad reaches his fingertips to a ledge, then kicks up his feet high enough for a foothold. Somehow he manages to lift himself to the first anchor and clips on. Handholds, by the way, have weird terms. Jugs, chicken heads, knobs, cracks, flake. That's a flat protrusion. In recent years, the couples have competed in 24 hours of horseshoe hell here at Horseshoe Canyon, held every September.
And what it is a competition where all the climbers in four different classes now climb for 24 hours nonstop. You have to do at least one route an hour to qualify for having climbed the competition, and you get an award just for completing it. And then the whole competition is based on points and how many routes you do. And they have four classes. They have recreational, which is the easiest class. And then intermediate is not anything from 5.1 to 10D. And then the advanced is anything on the ranch. And then the elite is the fourth class, and those are our professional climbers that show up for a competition just to do it for fun. And that way they don't have to compete for prizes and things like that. So they developed that so that those folks could still come, and we had quite a few last year. It was really fun.
They won $1,000 worth of gear last year to add to their fat collection. Linda says they are total gearheads. At home in Eureka Springs, they have a room dedicated just to climbing gear. They're also newlyweds, by the way. This is where Chad proposed to Linda.
I got the ring and hung it up at her favorite route where we climbed down here. About five so in the afternoon during the competition. Knew she wouldn't expect anything so public. That's also the, like, real busy area. So I climbed there out first, left the ring at the top.
It did take me totally by surprise. We had two friends.
Did you fall off the cliff? I mean,
no, I didn't. I didn't even notice. I mean, I thought, oh, carabiner. I didn't see the ring on it. He says, do you notice that ring up there? Like, you know, hello, Linda. And I got it. And then he said, will you marry me in front of all these people? And everybody turns around. You know, they're all climbing. And I'm crying. Yes, yes. Let me down. Let me down. Not because I was scared, but because I was overwhelmed. And to this day, people will recognize us and say, "Oh, aren't you the guys that got married on the rock or something like that?" And it's been precious.
Chad's a public school music teacher, pianist, and composer. She's a licensed massage therapist. So, Linda's turn to tackle the overhang.
Which is... But I need to get this foot up. Oh, my arms. My God. How do these guys do it?
There you go.
Oh, sort of?
Yep.
Okay.
Step up.
Yeah. Now there's nothing, right?
Reach up high left. Yeah.
With Chad's coaching, Linda conquers the climb, makes it to the top. Then he belays her down the rock face. It's time for a break, finally.
Best meditation I have ever experienced because it makes me think of nothing but what I'm doing. I have to empty my brain to pay attention to what I'm doing. And when I'm done, I feel so refreshed. It's like taking a vacation in just a matter of 6 hours we climb or whatever. It's just awesome. I love it. Even on a bad day, I love it.
How do you know when you're done? When you just, you're done climbing for the day?
The hands will just quit. They won't hang on anymore.
Yep.
Lock themselves in this little semi-curved claw shape that doesn't do any good, and off you go. That's it.
It won't hold you.
The competition,
drink at the
you
end
can hear
of the
it. It's never in question. But the competition, there you can hear it throughout the day from about mid-afternoon to midnight. I'm done. It's just a declaration. I'm done. Off they go. Nobody argues. Day's over.
Chad and Linda Martin teaching us the sport and art of rock climbing at Horseshoe Canyon Ranch, west of Jasper, Arkansas. For Ozarks Rock at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.